Jeff West, locker room chatter continues here tonight on KNZA, brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got the Tigers boys coach Joe Smith joining us. Again, a lot of moving parts with midseason tournaments last week. And coach, obviously getting the first two games in over at Valley Falls, looking to make up that final game against Holton sometime next week. We'll get your thoughts on that in a moment. But, you know, that first round game against Rossville, it's a 9-point win, you know, for the Bulldogs, and then you see Perry LeCompton in the next round, and the Cause win that game by two. So two familiar opponents, two upper top teams, you know, in the Big East that you see in these first two games of that midseason tournament. You know, both right there, certainly opportunities both ways. But what do you take away from those two games last week against those league opponents in that midseason tournament?
It's a challenge for us. Coming off of, you know, the first 2 weeks out of break were pretty tough. And then, you know, to go into the against all league teams, and then to go into the tournament and to continue to play, you know, the same high caliber of league teams. I mean, I would argue that the stretch of games that we played over the first month or so out of Christmas break has been pretty tough. But like I say to my guys, and like I tell you every week, you just gotta, you know, you show up and you play who's on your schedule. The Rossville game, we played them tough, and I thought we played well in some stretches. We let Jack Donovan go on a 9-0 run by himself in the third quarter, which ultimately, I mean, those are the 9 points that we lost by. So, you know, game was, pretty even back and forth, but I mean, just cleaning up those mental lapses. And a little bit of the same for the Perry game. Perry game was a really good back and forth high school basketball game. I enjoyed, you know, being a part of that game just from the, you know, the level of play from both teams. I mean, both teams competed and played well, and it was up and down the entire game, but, you know, Perry ultimately ended up pulling it out by two.
And you guys get an opportunity to get some non-league games here over the next week, so the schedule's about to ramp up just a touch. So Holton was the opponent for that final game of that midseason tournament. It appears they're going to be making that up middle of next week, so you're going to have to throw that game in there. A Wellsville team you're going to see at home on Friday. Linden is also on the schedule early next week, and we mentioned the Holton makeup as well. So it's a pretty busy stretch that you guys are about to walk in on over the next 6 or 7 days, but you're seeing some, you know, non-familiar opponents, starting with Wellsville on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the snow day for the tournament was kind of a blessing for us. It was able to give us off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We were off, and, having this week to have, you know, four straight days of practice, which at this point of the season is, I mean, it's kind of hard to come by practice time. So to not have a game until Friday, letting guys kind of, rest their bodies and kind of revamp their brains and, you know, take a couple days off, nothing basketball related. And, you know, then to come into this week with four straight days of practice, guys are coming in full of energy and, you know, just trying to get some things cleaned up. And, you know, we've really been harping on, you know, what type of team do we want to be? You know, do we want to be a individually talented team that can put it together? Or do we want to, you know, go ahead and put it together? So, you know, these last 4 days of practice, we've been getting after it and, you know, going into this last little stretch of the season with these 11 games. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, see some of the stuff in practice that we see the stuff that we see in practice translate over in the games for 32 minutes.
There it is. Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith. Again, busy times coming up for the Tigers, starting with a home tilt against Wellsville on Friday because the girls are playing in their midseason tournament at Wellsville. So the boys will host Wellsville Friday. Linden, Holton on the schedule next week. Again, that Holton game, you know, that final day makeup, you know, from the Valley Falls tournament last week. So, Coach, busy times. We appreciate the few minutes as always, and we'll talk to you middle of next week.
All right. It sounds good to me.